It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coppin. Well, it's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase. Chicago musicians performing live in our Allstate Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue. Tonight, the indie rock sounds of the Purcells. The Purcells just released their debut album, Words Can't Say, and they're playing at Shuba's on February 3rd. Eric Troinar, Al Haniger, and Don Yannick are in studio right now, and they're ready to kick it off with the track After School Special. Take it away, guys.
I go down a different way, same old sled, a different race. Drive my car, talk to myself, brand new sled, different face. I know, I think it's something different every time. And you're tired. Of catching up with me and my old friends. On the hill, dragging up my lunch tray into the wind, fly past the trees, getting close to something I can't see. I know, I think it's something different every time, and it's real. It doesn't matter how many times I'm wrong. Cause it's real. 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 Can be real. It's real. Can't be real.
Yeah, all right. The Purcells live in Studio 435 tonight. They just released their album, Words Can't Say. They're playing at Shuba's on February 3rd. That's Eric Troinar, Al Haniger, and Don Yannick in studio. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get these guys around the table. We'll talk about their music. And here's some more Studio 435. Stay with us. All right, Studio 435. Our weekly showcase of Chicago musicians. Today, the Purcells just released their debut album, Words Can't Say. They're playing at Shuba's on February 3rd. We're going to hear some more music from Eric Troinar, Al Haniger, and Don Yannick in just a moment. But they join us around the table now. Guys, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, all right, so let me ask you. I mean, I kind of set it up saying the indie rock sounds of the Purcells. It's a very, what we heard in the first one is very reminiscent. I'm trying to think of the, like a very 90s indie rock. I think of like Yo La Tengo, those kind of bands. Talk about your influences or what are we supposed to, what category do we put you guys in?
Well, I think it's interesting you said the early 90s. I think because of our age, we initially first started calling ourselves college rock because that was sort of what they called it.
Right, right.
But yeah, Yo La Tengo is certainly one of our big influences, along with the Feelies. And who else would you say?
The Clean.
The Clean from New Zealand, yeah.
And so, I mean, what is that kind of music? When we're talking to people who might not be familiar with an early 90s kind of Yo La Tengo sound, what is usually highlighted in the music of that genre?
Maybe the Feelies and the Clean are a little bit primitive, influenced like everybody by the Velvet Underground. Jangly guitars.
Jangly guitar, yeah.
And really rhythmic, and that's like the Feelies.
Yeah, melodic, pop. I have to just think of it as pop music, but you know, it's stuff that's unfortunately not played on the radio very often.
Yeah, I was gonna say pop music.
Yeah,
yeah, pop music has gone a long way from right, what was played on the radio in the early 90s. You know, for you guys coming together to play this kind of music, I mean, I think about, I'm trying to deconstruct the sound of what we heard in that song and also the record that we listened to today. You know, there is this vibe of, it does give me sort of a memory of a time. What attracts you guys to that kind of music? Because I'll hear a lot of musicians will come in through who call themselves indie rock, but it's a lot of sort of, I don't want to, you know, like it's just a little louder. It might be a little screechier. It might be a little more... I don't even know what the words are to describe it, but the point being, like, for you guys to come together, how does that happen that you guys come together in the love of this music or this style of music?
Well, we're all intense record buyers and have record collections. And I think it's a simple melody. Jangly guitar is what I usually listen to. Interesting vocals. Real simple drums, you know. I guess that's probably part of most of it is like just like a really fundamental sound. Nobody's overplaying.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of space in the music. Guys, back me up here.
Yeah, hopefully there is some space in the music. And it's, you know, it harkens back to the kind of music that we listened to when we were probably 18 to 22. You know, a lot of that is the foundation of what we started playing, right? Because that's when we started playing
in
bands.
Sure. Take us back to that time. I mean, you guys being 18, 19, what drew you to music and for it to be something that was going to be a lifelong pursuit?
I don't know. Me probably listening to like the bands like the Replacements, being from Iowa and like knowing a lot of people whose, you know, brothers or sisters went to school in Minneapolis. So, like bands like the Replacements and Husker Du, it made me feel like it's that it was something that I could do, that we could do in my high school band, write our own songs, and not have to be like some showy.
Right.
For me, it was watching the Monkees when I was a kid. Like the idea of living in a house with your bandmates and having these, you know, crazy madcap times and playing songs. I mean, that just was incredibly appealing to me. So that was sort of my motivation, I think. And it probably, I still feel that way a little bit.
Eric, how about you?
You know, I was somewhat of an introvert in my early college years, and I was going to all those shows, but I wasn't playing music live. I wasn't coaxed up on stage very often until I was 22 or 23. But we were seeing a lot of the same bands, and bands like Yo La Tengo in the early days, very scrappy, and they would just tour up and down the East Coast. I'm from the East Coast, and got to see them play a lot and got to see them grow as a band and thought, wow. You know, I saw them play and they could barely hold it together, and now they're amazing. So,
well, I mean, I have a lot of questions about the album. This is your debut album, Words Can't Say. You guys put out an EP before. You also had the split 7-inch that you did. you know, this the process of putting together a full album and actually getting ready to support it. I mean, because you guys put it out in December 2016. I'm assuming you're touring. You got a show at Shuba's coming up on the 3rd. But how in this day and age do you support? I mean, that's such an old, it almost feels like an old way to talk about music, to support a record. I mean, do you go out on the road? Do you just hit your Facebook page? What is it today that you have to do to sort of push the record that might be different than, you know, the times we're talking about when you guys were, you know, 20, 22 years old?
I don't know. You want to talk a little bit about, like, when we sent it out, like, we had to be kind of honest with at least a record label about you know, Don and I are both school teachers. We're all dads. And so we talked about maybe being able to do, like, extended weekend kind of mini tours around the Midwest, but or possibly little longer summer tours, because Don and I are both teachers, and Eric has some flexibility in his job. But
it's different than when you guys were jamming it out when you're 25 years old, right?
I would say our big motivation this time was just that, like I said, we're both, all three of us are big record collectors. So the idea of having our own record on vinyl and being able to hold it in our hands, like, that's a big motivation. And whether or not, like, we end up touring or going anyplace, I mean, that, for me, that's a little bit secondary, but just the idea of being able to make this product and, like I said, have it in my hands and share it with people is sort of enough now. But
I agree. That was always kind of a dream of mine from college on, like, make a record, a full record.
Well, dreams do come true. Al Henniger, Don Yannick, Eric Troynar in studio. The debut album is out. It's Words Can't Say. You can get it at Bandcamp. You can find it. It's streaming all over the place. The record's out. The Purcells in studio 4:35 tonight. What are we going to hear? Let's hear another track. What do you guys want to play next?
This one's called Bleed Into Blue.
Bleed Into Blue. All right. I'll stall while you guys get up on the microphones, get your stuff plugged in. Ready, Bob? Oh, yeah. Studio 435, of course, our weekly showcase of Chicago musicians and bands performing live right now in our Allstate Showcase studio. The indie rock sounds of the Purcells. Take it away, guys.
Bleed it all into the blue.
yeah. The Purcells live in Studio 435. They just released their debut album, Words Can't Say. They're playing at Shuba's on the north side February 3rd. We'll get more from the Purcells here in Studio 435 after the break and after the update for this tonight's news coming up here on 720 WGN. Thanks, Rob. Studio 435, our weekly showcase of Chicago musicians and bands performing live in our Allstate Showcase studio. Tonight, the indie rock sounds of the Purcells. They just released their debut album, Words Can't Say, and they're playing at Shuba's on February 3rd. Eric Troinar, Al Henniger, and Don Yannick in studio. You know, we were talking a little bit about, you know, just the fact that you guys are record collectors and you wanted to put out a record. You know, but at the same time, I mean, as you guys get older and you've been in music and you've been around music and you do, your lives do change, you got families and teachers and everything that you guys mentioned, how important is it that you got that record accomplished?
Well, it was a long time in the making. It took us, we recorded for about a year, but we probably had like one or two songs done 6 months before that. So we recorded it all in my basement and like the basic tracks, and then Eric and I do vocal or overdubs. Sometimes he does those separately in his house, but
the wonders of computing.
It was a little bit of a glacial pace, you know, because we would get everything set up and do all the sound check and the levels and everything, and then maybe have like an hour and a half to put down a track or drum tracks, and so it took maybe almost 2 years for us to do the record, right?
I think so. Really.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let me. I mean, it's interesting because a lot of times you'll have bands in here, and one of the simple questions, and I think it can be a complicated one as well, is just about ambition. You know, the concept of what are you playing for? I mean, you get a lot of bands that will say, okay, well, is it the same as it was? And, you know, when I remember all the roommates that I had in college and things that were like, I'm going to play, I'm going to get a record label to look at us, and then we're going to press some records, and then we're going to go on tour. Next thing you know, we're rich and famous and we're living in Malibu. For you guys, I mean, as I think that more and more musicians that come through Studio 435, it's more of a lifelong pursuit of the craft of being in the moment and being creative musicians. I mean, is that accurate to describe you guys just having this conversation, that it's much more about the union that you guys have had together, the three of you, but than necessarily chasing some sort of Hollywood Capitol Records dream?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely for us. And, I'll just do this one thing. The question we would get all the time is like, we'd say we were rehearsing or we're practicing, and people would be like, why, do you have a gig coming up? And one of us would be like, well, no. And they would wonder, well, what are you practicing? Well, because it's fun. You know, we like playing music together. We improvise, we goof around playing covers. So it's for us, and making the record is for us. And playing shows, I think it's kind of a bonus.
Yeah. I always felt that it's been more important when I've been in a band, and I've been in a lot of other bands, is that the people I play with, I'm comfortable with and sort of friends with, because like you said, it is kind of, there's that social element that is always going to be there. So I'd much rather play in a band with, you know, people that I'm comfortable being around than sort of the best musician that has the best chops, because, you know, we're not really into...
What are you saying about my chops? Like,
showmanship or anything like that. But it's more about the feel and, you know, I guess just hanging out. So
yeah. Eric?
It's a social thing for us as well as a creative production thing. You know, I think that we enjoy it, and that's the bottom line. So the bonus for us is when anyone else listens to it and likes it. But we're making it for ourselves, really.
Eric Troinar, Al Henniger, and Don Yannick in studio. They are the Purcells. They're playing at Shuba's on February 3rd. Is it a sort of a record release party for you guys? Or you've already done that, right?
The vinyl is not going to be out until like April now.
Okay.
So we started thinking it was going to be a record release party.
Well, it's a digital
release.
There you go. February 3rd at Chuba's, the album Words Can't Say. Okay, you guys are going to play one more track. What are you guys going to play here?
It's called Things Fall Apart.
Things Fall Apart. The Purcells in Studio 435. Of course, like I just said, the debut album Words Can't Say. And they are playing at Shuba's, but Belmont and Southport on February 3rd. Eric Troinar, Al Henniger, and Don Yannick. Here this Things Fall Apart. Take it away, guys.
Sometimes arise, shake and shiver, but don't be surprised. Heavy notion comes crashing down, you never catch it all on your own. You take it hard, things fall apart suddenly. You take it hard. Whisper to me, deep in the dark. Don't let your guard down before you depart. Clouds of anger that seed in the sky. You can't avoid it, don't even try. You take it hard. Things fall apart suddenly. You take it hard. Trapped in amber, you can't break free. For the first time in your life, things fall apart suddenly.
Purcells live in Studio 435, the debut album Words Can't Say, and they're playing at Shuba's on February 3rd. The band is Eric Troinar, Al Henniger, and Don Yannick. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.